evening, everyone, those who will come later to listen to the show. Tonight, I thought I would do an episode on false responsibility because we see it all around, and maybe we can gain some insight as to how to prevent this unnecessary burden and, you know, have a more peaceful life. What I put on the site was that just what are we responsible for and what are we not responsible for? It's clear that friends and family have certain expectations they feel we must fulfill. It's always there, you know, you're expected to do this, you're expected to do that. But really, who can tell us what we are responsible for? Which will be able to help us to avoid the price we have to pay sometimes for this false sense of responsibility. A lot of people go through life feeling responsible for things that they are not really responsible for and are burdened by it, and some of the results are not so good. So I thought, okay, how do we fall into this trap? I will say that I think we all educated as children to, you know, care for others, be kind, be merciful. You know, that good is good. And there's nothing wrong with that education. I mean, good is good. We are expected to do right. We are expected to care for others. After all, the command says, love thy neighbor as thyself. But the question is, do we take it too far sometimes? And what is good anyway? What is being good? Does that mean we're here to save the world? Does that mean that we are the ones responsible for our family members, you know, how they do? Are we responsible for, like, a particular sibling that seem to always get themselves in trouble? Are we responsible to straighten their lives out, especially when they are not prepared to do anything about it? I've seen this many times where perhaps in a family, one particular member doesn't seem to get their life straight, you know, always in trouble or something happening that they need to be bailed out. And often we see that there's one person in the family who is always trying to save everyone. You know, maybe they have the means and will be, you know, if it's money, well, okay, well, come for this. And then the person will go and get it bailed out this time. And then they would go and fall again in the same kind of situation, and here they come again and bail them out. But really, someone asked the question, are we really their father? I mean, in the sense of, are we the Father God to this person? Are we their savior? You know, and we have to ask ourselves. I think if we ask ourselves, why do we take that on, that responsibility on, it kind of helps in correcting it. And I find that, I will say what I've found, and then if anybody else wants to add something, they can. I think it's a sense of duty. You feel like, because we've been brought up to care for each other, we feel like, oh, well, I have to do something, you know, and you do it. But why do we have to continue to do or feel responsible to correct something when the person themselves are not interested in correcting it? You know, we have to do our best time, yes, but we don't have to take on, like, work that is meant for 20 people or work that is not even ours to do. So the question becomes, well, why do I feel so responsible to do this. And when that comes, why do I feel so responsible to do this? Then it becomes like, is it for another reason? What is the reason why I feel I should do this? And some of those things, if we look into ourselves, we can find the answers for that. Part of it could be, you know, so that they will look up to me. We do it because we want to be thought of as a nice people. Well, we are good people. And that really, it's not why we do things, is it? So it's necessary to look at the motive that makes us do certain things. I've seen some people who are always running around, you know, they join every committee that's out there. Oh, they're head of this, they're members of this, members of that. I mean, if any office is coming anywhere, they want to be the person chosen. Responsibilities here and there and there and there. And as one preacher said, you know, they get themselves so busy that they forget where they should be most responsible, probably in their own home. So it's interesting and a good thing to really see why we want to do certain things. What is the reason why we have to, if it's something that we want to do, why do we want to do it? Oh, maybe they want to be praised. I know someone, this is a long time ago, somebody who would, you know, come Christmas time, oh, they have to give everybody something, whether they could or not. I mean, what is the reason why you're doing this is the question. My motive for doing these things. That's one. And then the other thing, let's see, hold on one moment. I kind of lost my... the reasons why we do things we need to look into. And when we find out why we do things, then it will make it clear whether the responsibility is ours or not. It's when, again, the same preacher that talked about, people getting so busy outside of what they're really responsible for also said that once he saw a horse, and this is way back then in England, and this horse had a load that maybe like three horses need to carry. And he was looking at the horse and thinking, well, why would who's this wicked owner that would make one horse carry the load of, you know, three horses? And it's the same thing. He's saying that, you know, God doesn't expect us to do more than we can do. Yeah. Because really the result of doing so much and going around taking on what is not ours to do and so forth, I have found that it brings a sense of inability to even do the things that you ought to be doing. It also brings a feeling of unhappiness when you're not recognized. And that is because that unhappiness, you know, or regret or whatever, is because your motive was wrong to begin with. The motive was to be recognized, and therefore, if that is not, you know, that doesn't come by, then you feel unhappy and miserable and bitter and all the other things that go with it. So it's important to really assess everything we do, good or very, especially the good things we do. Why do we do them? Is there any reason why? And at this point, let me see if there's any contribution here for this, and then we'll go on to look at how some of the things we can do to stop taking on unnecessary burdens. Atlanta area code 445-951-1096. Please, if you have something to say about this, let us hear it.
I think
you're unmuted.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Now I can hear you. Hello?
Okay. Yes, I think a lot of times people take on additional responsibilities because they want, they need, they seek attention and being in the limelight. In the end, it is what should be happening is to be true to yourself, always to be true to yourself. If it's not for you to be taken care of, it will be taken care of otherwise, or there may be a realization by the person where maybe I can do A, B, C, or X, Y, Z to help myself a bit more than just being on the receiving end. But a lot of times those people come in like saviors and benefactors, et cetera, et cetera. There's a codependency there. And it's not something, it's a fake thing, and it's people looking for attention in the long run. That's my
I agree with that, really. Because I think also what I've seen is when that is done, especially in sibling situations where one is bailed out all the time, the effect really is it stultifies the other, that person's abilities. Like you said, they no longer feel like they can do anything, or they totally rely on, you know, the so-called savior to save them all the time. So their own inner strength or whatever their creativity is or whatever they've been blessed with is totally shut off. And so really, who what is the benefit in that? It's something that is looked at, you know, when you see people running around trying to do everything and stuff, it can be looked at, oh, she's such a good person, or he is such, oh, he will do anything for anybody. But we don't stop enough to look at the other side of the effect of what they're doing on themselves and on the people that they feel they are responsible for. So I think, what you said is really right. It's the observation I've seen, you know, to have to give people a chance to find within themselves what they've been given, you know. And the question I think is to ask yourself, is what I'm doing to bless man or to glorify God, first of all? Yeah. And then also, as we said, you know, is it to please others? That's a very difficult one to confront in oneself. You know, am I really doing this so that they can think good of me? You may not be willing to accept that that's what you're doing, but it could just be exactly what you're doing. And therefore, you know, you have to look at it. One time, it was a situation where one member of the family had done very, very well. I think he became a doctor or something. And you know the perception of doctors. So they have money and they can do this and this and that. So the whole family, you know, they relied on this guy. You know, so every month, whatever he gets, he has to send this here, send that there, so continually until he worked so hard until, you know, he got sick. And what good is that? Now that you're sick, even the basic things in your home that you are responsible for, you are not able to do. This is why this false sense, and it's something that can be camouflaged as, oh, you're so good, but it warrants a little more deeper thinking about to correct it if that's been, you know, a problem for you, or should I say call it a problem? It is a problem. That's to face it, that look, a lot of what I do is so that people, I can gain popularity, or so that people can think I'm so, you know, Yeah, she's so good, or she has so much, or this and that. None of this is really important. What will bless man, really bless man, and what will glorify God alone is what's important. And that's all we have to do, you know. And I was looking at Micah 6:8. I like what it says. It says, "What does God expect of me?" And he says, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." That really, I like that very much. Any, you want to comment on that?
Yes, because some of us come from outside of the United States, and there is this perception you're doing very well. Nobody considers it's just a perception. And then you look at reports from takes from World Health and those entities out there saying that someone who's sending back remittances to family, et cetera, and is carrying on their shoulders 15 people. I mean, is it legitimate? Is it 15 people besides, say, their mother, the father, who you feel, well, necessarily obligated to help out in situations? But what about the rest of the guys? Are they doing their bit to help the situation, or are they not? Or are they thinking, well, I expect such and such and such, so I will sit, or will I look, search for, or again, the bit about creativity, how can I help myself a little bit more? You know, so there are a lot of sides to this, but definitely, what is it that is the light, the fire under this business of I have to take care of this and this? Is it necessary, or is it that I want the praise and the glory?
That is exactly it, because the praise and the glory is a lot. It really comes in a lot. They might not say that that's what they're doing, but if one sets your own heart, it's up to individual. Set your own heart. Why am I really doing this?
Yeah.
You know, for what is this what God wants me to do? I think it should be the very first question, because as we mentioned before, even if it's a good thing, does he not know who is to do that particular good thing? You know, is it for you to do? We don't know that. And you can't just say, oh, yeah, such good is going on here, so let's rush over there and do it. And what I've seen is a lot of self-praise being the motive, or even achievement. You know, well, I've been successful in doing such and such, and I've been successful in doing such and such. Well, it's no wonder that there can be a lot of regret, too, that comes with that, as I mentioned before, because when then something goes wrong, that doesn't make whatever the project is or whatever the activity is bring the self-praise that you're looking for. Then there's a lot of bitterness. People can get so bitter that they give up completely. I'm not going to do anything else. And what does that say? You've really, really probably forfeited what it is your responsibility to do, what God wants you to do, what can really bless someone. And that's why just to love mercy, yes, to love mercy, but if we're walking always humbly with God, for him to show us what his will is for us to do, then we're doing right. I think then, you know, you even do the thing with no thought of, what can I get out of it, isn't it? Yes, because if you're doing something that is truly your part to do, I don't think you do it with any expectation of, you know, to satisfy you. You do it for the love of it. You do it for the glory of God. You do it to bless someone. And, you know, the reward, God always rewards good good that's done. You will always reward that. But you don't even say, oh, how am I going to get, you know, any good out of this, or what can I get out of this, or anything. No such thought comes in. It's done with the love of God in your heart, and that's it. And it brings his blessings more, much, much more than running around being busy all the time. And some of this, too, is people looking at, oh, look what Mrs. So-and-so have done. And at least at home, I know that at times people will say, as you mentioned before, people have gone abroad and done well, and they'll say, oh, but so-and-so, he came and he's done this and this and this for his family, you know. So what are you doing? That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you go to God and you ask God to show you what you need to do. You don't have to be, we are not here as copies of one another. Here comes in the individuality of each one of us with a special role, a special mission, a special place on this earth. Be it grand or small, if we are doing only what he's leading us to do, that's enough, I feel. So this comparison of, oh, look, Mr. So-and-so's daughter, he went and look what she's done. She's done this and she's built a house for her mother, and she's taking care of the brothers and this and this and this. I know one family where this situation happened. The man, very nice, he came here a long, long time ago and has done extremely well, extremely well. And so he's brought, like, how many brothers, siblings that he's brought here and put them all into this. This one's doing that. This one is doing that. You know, in the end, there was such strife for whatever reason among them, that they are not talking with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Here is where this thing of doing good needs to be examined more before the action is taken. And who can tell us best than the one who knows? The one who knows why each one of us is here. Father, is this what you want me to do? Right? Is this what you want me to do? Is this the right thing to do? Is this the right time to do it? You know, because look at it, in the end, they are not talking. You know, for whatever reason, they are not talking. Where if probably if he hadn't done gone to the extent of which he went, maybe there would still be harmony in the home. So I just feel that this, it just needs to be looked at more. Our message today is that we have to look at even the good we do and not take on, like those horses, one horse dragging three loads, the capacity of three horses. We have to look at it and just stay in our corner doing what God wants us to do and know that that will bless. It cannot but bless. Thinking about this, the other day, a thought came to me, and it was so clear. I was like, I was thinking about the whole thing about false responsibility and looking back on some of the unnecessary burdens, you know, working so hard and think you're going to solve everybody's problem and all these things. And the effects of it, and it came just as clear. It says that the good God wants me to do and leads me to do is the best I can do anywhere. I was like, oh, it sounded just like what I needed to hear for this show. So the message here today is that the good God wants us to do and leads us to do is really the best that we can do anywhere. And with that, I'll ask if you have any other question or any comment, and then we can end our show today. If you have anything else, you can add to it, and then we'll end the show.
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, so let's say it one more time. The good God wants us to and leads us to do is the best that we can do anywhere. So have a great week and think of some of the things that we've said. I hope that it blesses you, and if not, maybe you can pass it on to someone who may be taking on unnecessary responsibility. We'll see you again next week. Have a great one. Thank you and bye for now.